It's 87 degrees and a little cloudy here in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. For the first time in a long time, Tennessee Congressman Scott Desjarlais is facing a well-funded challenger. The Republican incumbent was elected to the 4th District seat more than a decade ago amid scandal. There were allegations that he'd been violent with his ex-wife and forced her to get two abortions, which he denied. And 2 years later, the former doctor was fined by the Tennessee Board of Medical Examiners for having sexual relationships with patients. But he weathered those storms and settled into a relatively quiet political life, holding on to his seat without engaging in much publicity during election seasons. Tennessee's recent congressional redistricting now puts part of Nashville in Desjarlais' district, and Metro Council member Mike Cortese is running for that seat as a Democrat. So far, the Tennessean reports Cortese has raised more money than Desjarlais. The Nashvillian has the backing of some recognizable local names, like former TSU president Glenda Glover and Ingram Industries chairman John Ingram. So far, Desjarlais' financial support primarily comes from out-of-state PACs. The high cost of real estate in Middle Tennessee is driving more families to consider multi-generational living. Kristen Darden is a realtor with personal experience. Her family and her parents sold their homes in Spring Hill so they could afford a larger place closer to town. She says the situation works best when families speak openly about finances and expectations before moving in together.
It's not going to be the same as your childhood. Hopefully the food is still good, but it's not going to be the same. So you have to sit down and really be intentional about how are we going to help each other lift the load? What's going to actually be alleviated and what problems are going to be solved by moving in together?
Darden also helps clients find multi-generational homes. She strongly recommends making sure the home has a separate entrance for each generation. You can hear that full episode at WPLN.org. or wherever you get your podcasts.